Marnie Nixon had a starring role in some of Hollywood's biggest musicals in the 50s and 60s. People didn't really know it at the time because she was the voice standing in for the stars on the screen. Marnie Nixon died yesterday in Manhattan of complications from breast cancer. She was 86. Reporter Jeff London has this appreciation.
Singer Marnie Nixon dubbed the voices for Deborah Carr and The King and I.
Shall we dance?
Natalie Wood in West Side Story.
Tonight,
and Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady, three of Hollywood's biggest movie musicals.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
Marnie Nixon had a career that defied categorization. She performed on Broadway and in opera houses, hosted an Emmy Award-winning children's television show, and was a well-regarded singing teacher in New York. Born in Southern California, Nixon became a sought-after singer by the time she was a teenager for her perfect pitch and ability to read any piece of music handed to her, no matter how difficult. Because of that, Nixon worked constantly, dubbing voices for Hollywood studios. In 1954, she got a call to ghost Deborah Carr's voice in The King and I.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Deborah Carr understood she needed to be dubbed, and Nixon told me in 2006 their relationship was very collegial.
Whenever there was a song to be sung in a scene, I would get up and stand next to her and watch her while she sang, and she would watch me while I sang. After we recorded that song, she would have to go to the filming of it and mouth to that performance. So she had to be very aware of what she was going to do and how she was going to sing the song ahead of time.
When I am with you, getting to know what to say.
Studio executives at 20th Century Fox insisted she sign a contract swearing her to secrecy. But Nixon's reputation in Hollywood got her another big-ticket gig.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Things were not as friendly with Natalie Wood on West Side Story. Wood thought only certain high notes would be substituted, not her entire vocal. Nixon said she had a better working relationship with Audrey Hepburn on My Fair Lady, even though Hepburn, like Natalie Wood, expected most of her own vocals to be used.
All I want is a room somewhere.
It was only after she worked on My Fair Lady that Marnie Nixon finally got some public recognition for being a ghost.
Suddenly Time magazine called and they said they wanted to do an interview with me, and they had found out about the dubbing. So they came and sent a photographer and they dubbed me the ghostess with the mostest. Bad rhyme, but that sort of stuck, you know.
After My Fair Lady was released in 1964, Nixon appeared on screen in only one movie, The Sound of Music, as Sister Sophia, one of the nuns who sing How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria?
When I'm with her, I'm confused, out of focus and bemused, and I never know exactly where I am.
Stephen Cole, who co-authored Nixon's memoir, says Marnie Nixon was still a ghost, as far as the public was concerned.
When she did finally appear on the screen in The Sound of Music with Julie Andrews, she went to the premiere and she got out of her car with her red hair and they all screamed, and then they looked at her and said, oh, it's nobody.
What they didn't realize was that Marnie Nixon was the voice that animated some of Hollywood's biggest movie musicals. She was definitely somebody. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.